Okay. All right, so last Thursday we discussed two mahalchim lagabi a cotton status in halacha. We discussed how to define a cotton. That was the first mahalach, and the second mahalach was whether a cotton's a veiris. Is he a maisa veira with a p'tur onshin, or is the maisa's cotton a zero? So I want to pick up now with the third mahalach, so we finish up, and that is the status of a cotton regarding mitzvahs, and in essence the topic of chinuch in all essence. The Tosfos Yeshanim in Maseches Yuma asked the following kasha. The Mishnah writes in Yuma on Daf Pei Bezim and Aleph, it says that we have a responsibility to mechanach our children to make sure they fast on Yom Kippur. From what age? A boy, 11 and 12, full day. 10 and 9, a half a day. A girl, 11 and 10, the full day. 9 and 8, the half a day. And what's the Lashon HaMishneh? The Lashon HaMishneh B'Yumeh, B'Dav Pei Beis, is as follows. Lashon HaMishneh is Regilin La'asos Mitzvahs. Okay, I'm going to read you the exact Lashon HaMishneh. Regilin La'asos Mitzvahs. It says, Atinoikis ein ma'alinosom yom ekipura machanchosof neishnam lishnam b'shvil shi regilin b'mitzvahs. That's the Lashon. Okay, so they're supposed to be regilin b'mitzvahs. Chinuch, supposed to be regilin b'mitzvahs. We said on Thursday that chinuch is a mitzvah of the Rabbanah, the Gemara says, except the Rabbeinu Miuchas. Remember we said? Ki etzav l'cho was the Araisa. The kasha is, the Tosfos Yeshanim asks, we have a accepted din all over Shas, ain't based in mitzvah l'afrishon. If the cotton is doing an aveira, based is not mitzvah to stop it. Stop being that hand. They're not mechuyev to stop. Ain't based in mitzvah l'afrishon. If ain't based in mitzvah l'afrishon, ask the Tosfos Yeshanim, we got a problem. Then why do I have a responsibility to mechanech my kids to fast on Yom Kippur? Ain't based in mitzvah l'afrishon. That's the kasha. Yona, good to see you. Zamar Makaynus. Ain't based mitzvah l'afrishon. So on that, there are two tirutzim, and we built up the mahala gobel that we'll build up now. Yes, Nochem, I'm sorry. Oh, okay, let's see. So the Tosfos Yeshanim says you're against this cloud. Ain't based in mitzvah l'afrishon. So what do you have to mechanech your kids? So there are two terutz with Tosfos Yeshanim gives. One is in the name of the Arayim, who's Rabbi Lazim and Mintz. What's his answer? His answer is as follows. Amazing answer. He says, chinuch is only on Essen. Make sure he does mitzvahs. Make sure he does mitzvahs. Chinuch is on Essen. Chinuch rak shiaseh mitzvah. V'lo la'frish mi'isser. Eating on Yom Kippur. Eating on Yom Kippur is a mitzvah's essay. V'nisim es nachshol seicha. It's not just simply don't eat on Yom Kippur. It's to afflict yourself. There's a positive mitzvah daniel. There's a positive mitzvah. There's a positive mitzvah to afflict oneself. And therefore, that's a positive mitzvah to afflict oneself. That's not just simply lose 10 pounds on Yom Kippur. That's not how we describe the mitzvah. We describe the mitzvah as a mitzvah sesev, yinisim stasho seichem. Thereby, the Urim says, Beis Din is not mitzvah to stop the guy from ham, but Yom Kippur is a positive, proactive mitzvah sesev, shiyasa. That's why there's a mitzvah chinuch. That answers your point. Your akasha very well, Nochem. Excellent. That's the Urim. And then there's another teretz in Tosfos called Rebbe. Now, one of the Baal HaTosfos was named Rebbe. Wasn't referring to Rebbe HaKadosh, wrote Mishnayis. He was a Halei Katane. But there was one of Baal HaTosfos named Rebbe. And therefore what? It's Kavalti to see the guys at the Malki last night. I didn't see you. The fellows of Kavalti. Shomu. Chazibin. Chazibin played guitar also. Unbelievable. So I don't play guitar. I only play air guitar. What'd you say, Yad?
We should jam something.
Yeah, real easy to do that, right? With air guitar. So Rebbe says like this. What is chinuch? Chinuch, unbelievable answer he gives. Completely different answer. He says, chinuch is rock al ha'av, v'lo al pesni. It's a completely different answer. So what we got to do today, Bezus Shem, is based on this phenomenal sefer I have called the Avnei Shoham. He's a great goan from Detroit. And he has a phenomenal mahalach to build up these two teretz. But you understand the second teretz? We asked Ein Beis Mitzuvah LaFrisho. You're right, Beis is not Mitzuvah to stop the guy from eating ham. But a father is. So these are two fundamental different teretz. And these two terutzim represent two distinct approaches in lomdus to the din of chinuch. And he says as follows. He writes that he believes strongly that chinuch can be distilled down to two approaches. Number one, the Urayim is of the opinion, and this is his phenomenal chiddush. The Urayim is of the opinion that the reason why we're mechanach our kids is, I'm going to write it here, you know, I think we'll write it the ledger like this. Shelo nira ka'akum. I want to introduce this svara. We have a responsibility that our young children don't look like goyim. And that's what chinuch is all about. Shelo nira ka'akum. God, let's get it. I want you to get it in there. Shelo nira ka'akum is the first approach to chinuch. And that is the Urayim's approach. The Urayim holds like this approach, okay? I'm going to write down Essay Sheyasa. Sheyasa mitzvahs. Sheyasa mitzvahs. You know why? Because if I stop a young boy or girl from eating a cheeseburger, does that show they're Jewish? Daniel? Maybe they're non-Jewish and they don't like cheeseburgers. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I have the boy or girl shake a luluf, non-Jews don't shake lulufs. That shows that they're Jewish. Gabi, you got my svara? Let's get this. You got my svara? So look, Sheyasa mitzvah, the Urayim is coming from the approach that the Hagdara of Chinuch is Shelo Nira Ka'akum. Now, Ben, where do you find such a svara? As Rav Shechter Shlita the one taught us, you usually want to try to find svaras that are in the Gemara or Rishonim. You don't want to try to make up your own svara that you found, discovered America. So where do you have such a svara? There's a Tosos in Rosh Hashanah on Lamed Gimel and Beis Yirmaskel Ha that writes like this. We know that there's a machlokas in Tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to whether a suma is chayiv in mitzvahs or not, a blind man or blind woman. Now, let's take a blind man. The Chachamim say a suma is chayiv. It's not a chereshot of the katan, correct? Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm sorry, a suma is potter from mitzvahs. How do we paskin when you have Yachav Rabin? What's the klal? Oh, yeah. Excellent, Yonah. Rov Rishonim hold like the Chum, except there's one Rishon, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that assumes potter from mitzvahs. Within Rabbi Yehuda, there is a machlokus between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the note of Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda said assumes potter from mitzvahs, did he say only Essen? You're potter from an essay? But you're chayv and alav, you can't eat ham, you can't steal. Or no, like the note of Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda meant assumes completely potter from mitzvahs, both essay and lav. Okay, you got that? It's a very important machlokes. Get that down. Between Rabbi Kiva Eger, note of Yehuda within Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yeruchim Paskas like Rabbi Yehuda. As I said, Rov Rishonim Tov. But Tosfos has a line in Rosh Hashanah. He says, I'm very uncomfortable with this. Because he says that Midrabanan, we have to make a blind person according to Rabbi Yehuda chayv in mitzvahs, because otherwise he'll look like who? A goy. Tosos already says this svar in Rosh Hashanah on Lama Gimel Amud Beis, that we don't want him to look like a goy. So therefore, even if Rabbi Yehuda holds a sumas pata from mitzvahs, midrabanan we were machayiv him in mitzvahs, because we don't want this blind man to look like a goy. So Rav Ganach Shlita once pointed out to us, he thought this Tosas is a riot to Rabbi Kiveger. Why? Because why do we have to do the Rabbanans? Why do we have to do the Rabbanans? We're coming towards Hanukkah. I believe that we'll discuss. We have to do some Shirim on Hanukkah. We'll see how many. But what's the Makor? Not Elu Ve'elu, but the Gemara has in Shabbos of Kimelon off two Makors, Lo Tasur. It says in the Pasuk and Shoftim in Veschana, don't deviate from the words of Chum right or left. Why do we do the Rabbanans? Because of that Pasuk. So how can Tosfos say that the Chachamim imposed the Midrabbanan mitzvahs on a Summa? Must be Rabbi Ganach said like Rabbi Kiveger. That a Summa is chayv at least in Lavin. You follow me, Nochem? You're the chap? That was Rabbi Ganach's Raya that places like Rabbi Kiveger. Because how can Tosfos say the Chachamim imposed Midrabbanan and have to do mitzvahs? Must be then that the Summa is chayv in Lavin. Lo Tos is one of the Lavin in the Torah. So that's how you can say it's such a smart. You follow what I'm saying? He wanted to bring a raya from Tosfos to Rabbi Kiveger against the note of Yehud. How can Tosfos say that the Chumet Midrabanan were Machayiv Mitzvahs on a Summa? Because they don't want him to look like a goy. Must be that he's Mitzuv at least in the lav of Lo Tosfos. You follow me? You understand how Tosfos Johnny's a raya to Rabbi Kiveger? You got that, Ben? You follow me? So I said, and sure, I said, Rabbi, I said, maybe you can dingzak on the raya because Rabbi Chonin says we do the Rabbanan because it's Ratzon of Hashem. Not necessarily because of Lo Tosfos. He didn't like it so much. Okay? But I wanted to say maybe you could reject this raya. Rabbi Chonin says we do Rabbanan because it's Ratzon of Abayre. It's a Ratzon of the Abishra. Okay, but nonetheless, what do you see? Tosfos continues and says, you know what? Let me ask you, by women. Women are potter from mitzvah esrei shavuot. Why didn't the rabbanim demechayv in that? You guys tell me. Why didn't the rabbanim demechayv in the mitzvah of mitzvah esrei man grom? What's the answer? Because there's no concern of the women looking like goyim because they're already chayv in mitzvahs. They're chayv in lavin and in mitzvah esrei shalobas man grom. You understand? So that's why Christ says the rabbanim did not do that by a woman. They only did it by a blind man. But you see, Tosfos already has said this Svarshal Nirakakim. So what the Sefer Avnei Sholem was about to say, this is what the Urayim holds a Getter Din of Chinuch is. The Getter Din of Chinuch is that you should what? You should do mitzvahs, but you should make sure they don't look like a goy. And therefore, to be mafresh a guy from minister is not Chinuch, because maybe he's a non-Jew doesn't like cheeseburgers. Tosfos also adds on, because assume is a man, the bar mina. He says, he points out this pshat. He says, Beferish. Well, my, hey, Uri, good morning. Okay, so you see Beferish. You see Beferish that he says, a man, Lamai says, assume Mishum David, Mina de Bar Chiyuva. The Rabban Ramach Rasumi, because at least he's a Mina de Bar Chiyuva, right? He's a Mina de Bar Chiyuva, meaning that at least he's a man. And most men that have vision are chayv in mitzvahs. So there was more of a motivation for the Rabbanan to make a Summa Chayiv and Mitzvahs. Other men are Chayiv and Mitzvahs, but the other one is Shalom Nira Ka'akum. Tosfos really says two stars.
So what would be their star for a blind woman?
So the reason why Halacha L'maisa, because a woman, you mean a person that's a blind woman, what would be the din by a blind woman? Reb Yudah would say a Summa is part of Mitzvahs, L'maisa. So you're saying, why didn't the Rabbanan make them Chayiv and Mitzvahs, you mean? By women, you mean?
And then once you become a Summa, they don't have anything. Like, they would, like,
when they... Midrabanan, they would be. The Dindrabanan applies to both
and they would still
blind men and blind women. But I was, what Tosfos pointed out is about regular women. Regular women, why did the Rabbanan impose that they're chayvin? Because they're already chayvin certain mitzvahs already. Correct.
So if you hold your computer that they're putter...
Yes, so Midrabanan, they imposed it on blind men and blind women that they're mechuyu Midrabanan in all mitzvahs. Correct, it was uniform. But Eli, what Tosfos was talking about is regular women, healthy women. But why didn't the Rabbanan say, Mitzvah says Sheshem is man grama? Why did the Rabbanan impose a chiv? Because there's no problem making them look like goyim. Because they're already having other mitzvahs, Minat Torah. So there's never a concern of that. You follow me?
Lotasis
and Mitzvah says Sheshalob is man grama.
No,
you're right, but there's Mitzvah says Sheshalob is man grama, right? You're right. It's a good point, Ben. Lotasas wouldn't be enough. But there's a bunch of mitzvahs that Shalom is my grandma's, right? That they're mechuyivin. Okay? So the truth of the matter is that there are other mitzvahs. Okay? And therefore, Lamaisa, Assuma lamaisa is a there's a notion of bar minin lamaisa. So you're just pointing out lamaisa. The same din would apply, Ellie, but by a blind woman as well. Okay, that we would impose midrabanan on that. It's an interesting. That's not the svar we're focusing on, but he does seem to have a mina de bar chiyuva. He's a min of a bar chiyuva. He's a min of a bar chiyuva. So therefore, they made such a what? Such an obligation lamaisa. The women lamaisa. What does he mean to say when he says min of bar chiyuva? It's a good question. But lamaisa, that is uniform, both men and women. Blind will be chayv midrabanan in mitzvahs. Okay. What is the svara of Rebbe? Says the Avnei Shoham, I'll tell you the svara of Rebbe. The svara of Rebbe is that you should ready him for mitzvahs when he becomes a gadol. And the exact approach is that you want him to make sure when he becomes a gadol, he's not like a blind man walking into a room that's dark, or he is not able to see light. You want to educate him that he could do the mitzvahs properly. And the lashon is, and this is the lashon that I want to show to you, is the lashon is, one, the first lashon is nira kakum, the second one is not to be nira kakum, but it is in order to be magdal him, megadal him, that he'll be able to do it properly. Okay? And that's the notion, he should be ruggled the mitzvahs. Megadal him, that he should be mechuyev in mitzvahs. Negadel, I'm going to write it right here. Negadel, that'll be ready. Shiyehi roi, raui, or not raui, or ready. Muchan, lasot mitzvahs, when he's a gadol. Kashir hu gadol. Kashir hu gadol. That when he's a gadol. Kashir hu gadol. So the first sheet is Yaseh Mitzvah, is the Yerayim. I'm writing the Yerayim right here. The second sheet is Rebbe. The second sheet is Rebbe. Why is it Rebbe? Because what does Rebbe say? Who's responsible for someone's future? The father or Beis Din? The father only. Exactly. I'm writing Av here. The Beis Din no way has time to concern about everyone's future. They have to concern about what's going on now. So that's the answer of this Rishon of Rebbe that says chinuch only on the father. Because the bottom line is the future of this boy, the father has to be concerned with, not the Beis Din. And therefore, Av, the low Beis Din. So what emerges is two distinct approaches as to how chinuch really works. And this has a major ramification of how we answer that kasha. Now we have to go through a bunch of nafkaminas that emerge from these two approaches of what chinuch really is all about. Yes, Yona, what do you say?
Based on the second approach of how the Avnei Shoham is learning out Rebbe, I see it as possible to learn that chinuch also falls on the boy as a chiyuv for the boy in order to have that mitzvah.
We're going to get to it. That's okay. A good point. Excellent. We're going to get to it. Glean that. Okay, excellent. You're on the ball. Okay, good. Everyone's on the ball. Very good. So that's one nafkamina. I'm going to write one. Shiyase and Av. Number two, the Chidah, the Birkei Yosef, has a suffix. Is there a mitzvah of chinuch and a mitzvah in the Rabbanan? Let's say lulav, the rest of the day is a sukkah. Shoni mechuyim in the Rabbanan to shake it. The Chidah is in Simon Tuf Resh Nun Zayin Sif Gimel. He says, is there a mitzvah of chinuch and the Rabbanan? Yes or no? So it comes out, Halacha lemaisa, that according to the Arayim, lo tzarich and chinuch d'rabbanan. You guys tell me why. Again, number one, this side of the ledger is Arayim. This side of the ledger is Rebbe. Lo tzarich chinuch al mitzvah d'rabbanan. Why not? You guys tell me. What do you say?
Lo
tzarich chinuch al mitzvah d'rabbanan. Why not? Why don't you need chinuch and a mitzvah mid rabbanan? Why not? Why don't you need mitzvah chinuch? Because enough I'm mechanech and a mitzvah the yiraisa. He doesn't look like a goy. Exactly, John. Excellent. What do I have to do? I gave him the first day of sukkah, so lulav and esrei. Every day I got to give it to him? I gave him the first day. That's enough to show. No non-Jew ever shakes a lulav and esrei. That's enough. However, if I hold that the nature of chinuch is to ready the boy to make sure that he was, he does the rabbanan d'oraisas. So absolutely, sarich what? Lechanech afilu al mitzvahs nidrabanan. Okay? Eli Klor, excellent. That's number two. Fancy, we're getting fancy here with the lines, okay? But there's a good way of remembering, okay? Yes, Nathan, what do you say? I don't know about that. Every year you have a chiyuv the first day of the Minhag Torah.
Yeah, but then like once, so it seems, just if you want to just not look like a good place.
Yeah, I think every mitzvah, nurse, the mandate is that if you have a mitzvah that has two tiers, one d'oraisa tier, one d'rabbanan tier, it's enough to do d'oraisa tier. Okay?
And also
no, in other words, every mitzvah that comes up that you have to do, you have a mitzvah mechanech or kitzvah, chanuch al pi darko. The question is, how much do I have to do when it comes arba minyan? So every year when it comes about, I have to only do the d'oraisa, according to that approach.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like a macro thing. I pick one mitzvah and then I'm done. Each particular mitzvah, I have a chinuch, a chinuch, a chinuch. Question is, to what degree I have to do that? Okay.
Isn't it enough once he knows how to do it?
No, I mean, but you got to make sure that he shakes it. Okay, got to make sure he shakes. Every day is important. It's the rabbanim. Every day you got to make sure he does it. Every day there's a chinuch of the rabbanim. So that's a second nafka minyan. Number three. There is a Gemara in the end of Yevamos on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph called Safinin. Safinin literally means feeding the guy. The Gemara has a binyanav from three dinim. I'm not allowed to put a coin as a cotton in the cemetery. I'm feeding the Isser. I'm not allowed to feed a young boy dam. I'm not allowed to feed a boy shrotzim. Those three dinim, Tumas Kohanim, Dam and Shrotzim, the Gemara learns out of Binyanav Global, you're not allowed to feed a cotton Isser. You can't take a piece of ham and put it down his throat. That's called Safinin, okay? Safinin is a dindi, or is an Isser D'oraisa. The Gemara makes a drasha lo sachimu. It's called Safinin. This is how you spell it, Safinin. Safinin means feeding the guy in an Isser D'oraisa. It comes from lo sachimu, okay? More as a drasha, you're not allowed to feed the guy. Now let me ask you, are you allowed to feed a guy in Isser D'rabbanan? Machloik is Rambam Rashba. The Rambam in Hukos Macholos Asura says you're not allowed to feed him what? You're not allowed to feed him in Isser D'Raisa or D'rabbanan. And the Rashba says Safin is Mutter on an Isser D'rabbanan. Okay? So this you can, the Rambam says to feed the guy anything is Asur. The Marsham has a tshuva, let's say a little baby. Are you allowed to feed him, you know, within 6 hours? Or a little baby girl, a baby boy. You know what I mean? Sheshal says the Rabbana. The din of waiting fleishiks, you know, and then, you know, you have fleishiks, then you got to wait 6 hours for milchiks. Do you have to do that? Can you feed a little boy or girl? That's safinin and this is the Rabbana. Okay. We try not to. But on this shiloh, the Avnei Shoham wants to say that if you're of the opinion, halach lamaisa, if you're of the opinion that a shalonir kakum, he wants to say that this shita holds like the Rashba, that it's mutter to do safinin on an issa d'rabbanan. Why? Mutter laso safinin on an issa d'rabbanan. Why? Because it's enough that I'm not feeding him what? In Issa D'oraisa. This you could dingzach a little bit on. Because we had already said before that what? We had said before abstaining from anything doesn't show anything, no? You know what I'm saying? But he wants to claim that, let's say, if you have in front of you, you know, you have the cheeseburger, you refuse to feed him the cheeseburger, but Lamaisa, you have no problem feeding him, you know, 6 hours, within the 6 hours, that shows enough that what? That he's Jewish, because you know it's not an issue. If you think about it, I think it's a very good swara. I was thinking about it because, see, if it's Stam, you know, all cheeseburgers, well, maybe the non-Jews like cheeseburgers. But here you have a little child, a little baby who has no Rutzen or not, and you are on purpose abstaining from giving him what? Ham. Feeding him ham, but you are purposely giving him what within 6 hours. So obviously that demonstration is showing that he is in fact a Jewish boy. Because if he wasn't, you know, the boy I would just feed him ham. So he wants to claim that the Rashba fits in with this theory, Shalom Irakakim. It's enough you can feed him Mr. Rabbanan, and Mr. Dreiser can't. That's enough to show. But if you hold like the Rambam says, you got to make sure the boy knows what he's doing when he comes to Donald. You can't eat Isidur Rice, you can't eat Isidur Rabbanan. So there's an Isser Safinan, Afilu, Isser Safinan, Afilu al Isidur Rabbanan. Afilu al Isser Rabbanan. Okay? That's what he wants to say. It's a very, very interesting nafgamina ledina. Now, what I forgot to mention in the koil when I gave the chabura on Thursday, and one of the fellows asked me, last night, Lamais, at the Malifamalkid, Rachmanat Slan situation. Let's say someone has a child that has to be institutionalized, Rachmanat Slan. And he's part of a mitzvah. He has a category, let's say, he's not, his intellectual, mental status is where he makes him part of a mitzvah. Do you have to make sure that it's an institution with kosher food? Serious shayla. So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva in Simon Pei Gimel, in Orach Chaim, where he discusses this, and he claims that according to the Chumash Hadeshin, it would be mutter. There's a long Achiezer, Reb Chaim Moser, and Chelek Gimel Simon Pei Alf discusses this at great length. But it is possible to say, Halacha Lamaisa, the following, Nafkamina. We'll write this down as four. Okay, I forgot to mention this in the Chabur, but you guys will get it, Baruch Hashem. This four Nafkamina, let's say, we'll talk about the Lashon that they use is Lamaisa. Okay, let's say, that's the Lashon that the Poskim use. You know, that's what it's a formal thing. Kherashota Vikata. That's what they use. So, Halacha Lamaisa, Ashota Legabe Machalas Asuris. So what do you guys say about this? Let's write it in the way we've been doing it. Okay? Okay, let's write on the top so we'll keep the ledger clear. This side is what? Shalonira Ka'akum. Shalonira Ka'akum. And what's this other side? This other side is what? Kedei Legado. Right? So what do you say? You guys tell me. If it's Shalom Irakakum, I mean, the boy's a Yid. The girl's a Yid. So you should make sure that they have kosher food. Right? They're still Jewish. So then it would be Aser, Halacha Lamaisa, Lachil Shaita, Lachil Shaita, Machalas Asuras. However, Chaim Sofer says, he was asked, there were institutions they didn't have in those, you know. What do you do? So he says, if it's to Megadol them, Chaman Olatzlan, this child never will be what? Chayv and Mitzvahs. It will be a Shota. So there's no notion of Gibel. So Kedei Legadol, it would be Mutter. Mutter, it would be Mutter, Lishloach, Lehem, Lebeis Rofe, Shall Sheyesh Lahem Machalas Asuras. Now, in this day and age, Baruch Hashem, we don't have to do that, we and her. But no one should have a situation like this with Maral Islam. But that's a nafkamina that emerges of the Chasam Sofer, and that's what Davnei Shom quotes. So that's number four, guys. Number five. The din is halacha lamaisa, and this is very interestingly. And Nachum, you touched upon this. There is a ritva in the beginning of Sukkah and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Can I use a borrowed lulav and esrog on the first day of Sukkot to be yotze? No, because what the din is needed? Lachem, and we'll give shir and the linu nishmas. Ezra Schwartz, like we gave on Thursday again, also, Nishom should go to highest points of Gan Eden. What happens in the situation of a bar, luluv, and esrog? You're not yotze. It says, l'kachtam lachem. What happens if you give your child on the first day a bar of one? Have you been yotze chinuch? So what do you say? So again, a borrowed Shaul, Yom Tov Rishon, Shal Sukkos. What do you say? Can you give your child a machanach? So the Ravan is of the opinion, yes, you are Yotze Chinuch with a borrowed one. Amazing, no? You are Yotze Chinuch with a borrowed one, because the Ravan says, you guys finish it up. Someone give me the Svara. What do you say?
Because it's important that he looks like a Jew on first day of Sukkos.
Excellent, but more than, and there's, you're accomplishing your mandate of making him look like a Yid. Even though you didn't get to the detail of what, owning it, it was borrowed, but no non-Jew carries a lulav and esrog. So exactly like you're saying, and that's what, why Shaul, a borrowed one, is good. But you know what the Ritva writes? Nothing doing. The Ritva says you are not Yotze. Lo Yotze Chinuch. Tzarich diktukim, tzarich pratim. I'm just going to write. You have to do the details as well. What's the svara? Because if you're going to megadol the guy properly, he should know when he becomes a gadol that the first day of Sukkos, he's got to own it. It's not enough to do generalities, nothing. You got to do the details as well. Because the whole point is megadol in a proper way. So that's a fundamental machlokes Ravan, Ritva, the beginning of Sukkah, and Daf Gimel. Okay? Gimel Amud Aleph. She had the Dibra Maskel here. I should have the Dibra Maskel here from the Chabura. I thought I gave it to you. I didn't write that Ritva down. I don't see the Ritva's on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. I'll give you the exact Mar Malkom. Yeah, Gimel Amud Beis Dibra Maskel Amar Reb Yehuda. Okay, Amar Reb Yehuda. So we got this, that's a fifth nafkamina, okay? Now I have to tell you that the Bir Halacha writes that even according to the Ravan, you are not Yotze if you gave him a lemon. A lemon is a lemon. It's not an esrog. You follow me? So don't take the Ravan, you know, to the degree. You got to get the Chefza at least. The externalities of whether it has to be, whether it's borrowed or owned, that you can be yitzizai. You follow me? You can't give the guy a lemon. No pun on words. You know, if you only buy a car, it's a lemon. You know what I mean? Here, it really is a lemon mamish, right? But it's a lemon because you're not getting to the esrei. Okay? So you see the Feirish Lamaisa that this is a very good nafkamina as well. Okay. Viter now. Another nafkamina. And this is what you were referring to, Yonah, very excellently. And that was number six. A sixth nafkamina I want you to get is there's a machloikis between Tysus and the Ramban in Megillah. Tysus and Megillah on Yud Tesimid Beis has a very interesting discussion. Dear Master of Beauty, you know, can a cotton be motzi other people in Megillah? It's a whole discussion. But the bottom line is that Tosfos claims in Megillah on Yud Tesimid Beis, right, and Dibra Maskil Reb Yehuda, the Tana, Tosfos Megillah says like this, that this notion that you don't want your boy to look like a goy or girl, the Chazal said that person becomes a Baruch Yehuva. Yonah, that person gets the points of Shemayim. The cotton and the girl, because we don't want them to look like a goy, we make the cotton into a bar chiyuva. He becomes a bar chiyuva, meaning that he could be motzi a gadol in the mitzvah. He could be motzi the gadol at least in Megillah. Motzi gadol in Megillah. Because that mandate that I don't want him to look like a goy makes him a bar chiyuva that can be motzi someone. And the Ron says in the B'shem the Rambam, what are you talking about? Exactly what Yonah said. The Ron says, B'shem the Ramban, Chinuch is on the father. He's the one who gets the points. Ron, B'shem Ramban, Chinuch is mutol on who? Chinuch is mutol al ha'av. He's like a straw man, the boy. He's not a bar chiyuva. What's the whole point of being a mechanach in Yaakov? is that when he becomes a gadol, he should be able to do mitzvahs. But as a katan, he's really a straw man. And who gets the points in Shamayim when you're mechanech the kids? The parent does. So therefore, that's the fundamental machlokes again. And Reb Reuven Grozinski, the great Gaon, the Rosh Yeshiva in Torah Vadas, Kedusha Reb Reuven, he writes, is there any mandate at all for a katan, the mechanech himself? Let him look in the Mishnah Brura, it's a talented boy. Let him look in the Rosh Hashanah. Let him look in Rav Eider, where he has the English. Is there any notion, you know, before you go to bed, maybe look over the Rav Eider. Look over the Mishnah Brura. Look over the Rosh Hashulchan, if he's a talented boy. Is there any human that he should mechanech himself? So Reb Reuven says, yes. If you hold the mandate is that he's a bar chiyuva, and you hold Lamaisa that he is Shalonira Ka'akum, then there's an inyan that a katan shesarich lechanech es atzmo. He should what? He should mechanech himself. But if you hold that the whole point is that you should ready him when he becomes a gadol, then there is no mandate. Lo tzarich lechanech es atzmo. There is no mandate at all for him to try to what? For him to try to, you know, mechanech himself to get the job done, be ready for mitzvahs. Because, hare, it's all kedei legata. Okay. Now, the truth is, there is a famous distinction, okay, which the Mishnah Brura quotes, and we're going to get back to it, halacha l'maisa, b'lin eder. There's a famous distinction the Mishnah Brura quotes in Simon Shinmem, Gimel, Sifkat, and Dalet, in the name of the Prima Gadim. And what is that distinction? It's not really the Prima Gadim. He says it on his own. He says that the mitzvah of chinuch is only by what? Who is the mitzvah of chinuch on? We'll get back to the details of it. But for our two approaches, it only applies to a katan shehigia le what? Katan shehigia le chinuch. That has arrived at the age of chinuch. He knows what's flying. That distinction, that the mitzvah of chinuch is by a katan shehigia le chinuch, what would you say? How do you work that distinction? It is much easier, guys, to work that distinction in the country gil chinuch as opposed to country lo yinuch if you look kedei legata. Because the whole point is to be able to do mitzvahs, no? If the whole point is to be able to do mitzvahs, then what? If the whole point is to be able to do mitzvahs, then what? Then only when he's chopping it is there a point of doing chinuch. Right? Yesh chiluk ben yigil lechinuch. Why do I say it's much harder to make that chiluk if you hold like the first approach? Shalonir ka'akum, even a little boy doesn't know what's flying. I should try to make him look like a yid, no? No?
Right.
So how does that distinction, this what I'm writing down eight is it's not going to be a pure nafkim because I want the distinction between yigil lechinuch and shalonir to work according to both. According to the gadol, it works much easier, no? The whole point is that we all know what's going on. I mean, he's just too young, doesn't know what's flying, it's not going to help. You know what I mean? So how would you project the svara to say that this distinction, even according to this side of the ledger? You have an answer? Okay, let's answer that first. Okay, then we'll get to your kasha. You follow what I'm saying?
I'm saying if you have a four-year-old kid who,
yes,
who doesn't necessarily appreciate, you know, like the ins and outs of mitzvah tzitzis,
right,
according to the first shita, you want to make him look like a Jew, so you put a tzitzis on him. And according to the second sheet, the...
Right, so that's what I'm saying. And there's, if it's kedei legata, you understand the distinction. He knows what's flying, so only when he's a gilichin is a mitzvah chinuch. If he's too young, then he's not going to chop in order that he'll prepare him when he comes to God.
The mitzvah is still on the father, so he should still put the tzitzis on the kid, even according to the second sheet.
No, but what I'm saying is that if you hold that it's shalom nir ka'akum, wouldn't it only make sense, Lamai, wouldn't it make sense that you should do it on both? At first glance? So I think the answer is that he says that the reason what you have to say is that for a katan shalohi gilachinuch, it's like misasek, it's like a joke. You're trying to, he doesn't, even people looking at that, look, it's like he's misasek ba'alma. It's like he's playing with a toy. Let's say he was shaking a lulav, a three-year-old. For him, it's like what? It's like perhaps what? It's perhaps like playing with a toy. It doesn't mean anything. It's not meaningful. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, a katan shalohi gilachinuch, you could say, the reason why there's no mitzvah is because it's like misasek ba'alma.
It's like, you know, he's just like, stop. It's like, he's like playing with a toy. So does it really show that he's a what? Does it really show that he's a yid? You know, someone walking by might say, oh, he just found a toy to play with. Here, it's not a toy, it's a palm branch. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to work this distinction, he says, which is an accepted distinction. We're going to get to the psak. According to both approaches. I want you to get down your notes. It's much easier to say it according to the second approach. Whereas according to the first approach, you have to work a little bit harder on the svar to say, why would I distinguish between the gila chinuch shalo gila chinuch? Yes, go ahead, Yonah.
Wait, so what's the distinction then according to the second one? Because if it's on the father...
No, the distinction is that... No, it doesn't make any difference. Even if it's on the father, like we said,
if he's not
but it only makes sense if he's accomplishing something.
If
the kid chops. You're right, it's on the father, but the father, it's not like a complete... You know, he wants to be able to... What he's doing is it accomplishing something. So maybe that's what you could say, halacha lemaisa. Now, the truth of the matter is, I do want to tell you, that there's a Tosfos, and we'll get to your question, Uri. There's a Tosfos in Shabbos that clearly doesn't buy this whole Mahalach that we said in the following sense, because the Tosfos doesn't distinguish between an Av and a Beis Din and an Essay and a Lotase. Okay? There's a Tosfos in Shabbos, I want you just to know, on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, that just writes that he compares everything. Ein Chiluk, Bein Av, Lebezdin, there's no chiluk between what? Vein chiluk between esse v'lav. Ein chiluk vein esse v'lav. Now, what would that show to you? This is what my response is. Vein chiluk to that they show. Vein chiluk vein esse v'isser. Okay? What's my distinction? He says, oh, this Tosos must be against that. Kuf, chof, aleph, amar alf, dimaskos, shema, mina. There's no chiluk to mitzvahs esse v'lotase. Okay? Doesn't make a difference. It's all by a cut and she gila chinuch. Okay? So what's the answer? You're right. You know what this Tosfos holds? Both approaches are right. So there's three approaches. It's either this shita like Rabbi, it's either like Shalom Nirakakum like Rireim, or it's Megadol like the Rebbe, or it's like the Tzitzin Shabbos that holds both. If you hold both, then you're going to say it applies to a father and a Beis Din, and you're going to say it applies to an essay and an Isser too as well. Okay? You're going to say that. So that's what I want to just point out. There's a Tzitzin that we want to say is a third approach that has both started. Yes, Uri, you've been patient. Go ahead. What do you say?
According to the day of Shalom near Kagoyer, the Kagakum.
Yes.
Nowadays, why would like you clearly when like, you know, a little boy who walks around with a kippah on?
Yes.
He's very clearly not, you know, he's very clearly Jewish. So why according to that day, or would you need to give your son a lulav or on the first day of Sukkot or whatever?
In other words, you've already accomplished this goal, you're saying, by him wearing the kippah.
Right.
That's kind of like Nachum was asking.
But I think the response is
what I said to Nachum earlier. The chiyuv of chinuch is any mitzvah that comes your way, you have a chiyuv to mechanech your kid in that particular mitzvah. So shenir ha'akum is that it's not just a macro type of thing, that you do one thing. It means any time a mitzvah comes about, you have this what? You have this obligation to see to it that in regarding that department of that mitzvah, I don't want to make sure that it looks like a non-Jew. You follow me?
Yeah.
That's what you have to say. It's a good point what you're bringing up as well, like Malcolm brought up, but it's not a macro shot, it's more micro.
Right.
And therefore, that's what I want to make sure. Okay? And plus the fact you could say, I don't know, maybe the non-Jewish fellow likes wearing a skull cap. I don't know, maybe he wants to look like the Pope. You know, I don't know. You never know. Maybe he's Catholic. He's not Jew. Doesn't necessarily know he's Jewish. I don't know. You know, he visited New York. He wants to look like the Pope. It doesn't necessarily show him. Mitzvah is different, right?
Yeah.
Mitzvah is different. It is a mitzvah to wear a kippah, of course. But maybe one. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's more of a micro approach, not macro. Because if it's macro, you could deflect it and say, no, he wants to look like the Pope, so it doesn't show anything. Okay? All right. So you'll tell me he wears a white one, doesn't he? Right? Okay. So I said, okay, Cardinals, a red one, okay, you can go on and on. But Lemaisa, that's what I think it's a good point what you're saying. Okay. Now,
This brings us to the halacha lemaisa, okay? I want you to get to halacha lemaisa and how we deal with this when it comes to Ladina, okay? So the Mishnah Berurah summarizes in Siman Shin Mem Gimel, in Sif Gimel, okay? In Siman Shin Mem Gimel, Sif Gimel, Mishnah Berurah summarizes that there are three ages that he wants to break down to what a katan is. The lowest level, he says, is a katan that doesn't know it's flying. I don't know, let's say it's an infant. Let's say up till 3, 4, I don't know, and 4 is probably a little bit too old. But at least 1, 2, and 3 maybe. Maybe even 3 is not. He says, a katan that's not a bar havana at all. What is a father's responsibility? You know what he says? Nothing. His only responsibility is he cannot put him in the cemetery. He cannot feed him the ham. He cannot give him the blood. He cannot give him shrotzim. That's safinin. But regarding stopping the boy from doing anything, if he's eno abar havana klal, you don't have to do a thing, he says. The boy's about to turn the light on Shabbos, 1-year-old boy. What do? You don't have to do a thing, he says. Okay, now we try, mikra din. You know, we try to stop him. But he says, mikra din, he says, you're not mechuyiv. But for you to take his finger and take his hand and put it against a switch, that's wrong. That's safinin. But to stop him, he says, that's the first level.
But turning on a light switch is more than derabanan, though.
No, turning a light switch, a light bulb's deraisa, Uri. Deraisa, for sure. A light bulb, everyone gives deraisa. Turning on a fan, which is electricity, that's a machleis to chazanisha and Rishon Mazalman. Chazanisha says electricity is building a circuit, is bona. Rishon Mazalman says electricity is derabanan. It's hafarim derabanan.
What if you have fluorescent?
Okay, so maybe that's the Rabbanan. But okay, but still, Lamaisa, you can't do that. Safinan and this is the Rabbanan. We paskin like the Rambam against the Rashba. We don't like, the Marsham says, I don't like you feeding the boy milk within 6 hours. You really shouldn't. If you have no other food, okay, what are you going to do? Okay? I used to always tell the guys in the shul, I used to remember my daughters were young, you know. You know, you like to, you know, they go to sleep early Friday night, so you give them the chicken or whatever. You know, you put it on the high chair, you know, you give him the chicken, you know, you feed him. And then you always eat a little bit yourself. At least I did a little bit. But I always told the guys in the shul, in the summer, if you do that, you can't do that on 9 days. Because only have to deflate on Shabbos itself. It's not Shabbos for you yet. Then you'd be pirates getter. You'd be eating the chicken and the meat before Shabbos. Right? Second of all, you stay thinner, Lamaisa, but it's not a good idea. You're hopping up the meat while, you know, I used to eat half the bowl, you know. Well, I said, boy, our baby ate a lot. Yeah, I said, I ate half of it. Okay. So we have to make sure, Lamaisa, that's the first level. So ain't no bar havana klal. Please get that down. Ain't no bar havana klal. Not a bar havana at all. Okay, let's go second level. What's second level? He says a bar havana ksas. Mr. Bruce says, what age? He says 6 or 7. It's not a gil chinuch, but he says 6 or 7. That's what he writes. Interesting. You'd think 6 or 7 was already the highest level, right? But he says, bar avon aksas, he writes 6 or 7. It's all interesting, you know. Maybe because of the education in our, I would have brought it down a little more, no? Mr. Bruce, though, if we follow Mr. Bruce. So Mr. Bruce says, barach 6 or 7. What do you do with your parents? Please get this down. He says, the father and mother mechuyev to mfafer some from any yisr, even the rabbanon. Even, let's say, from the fan. From turning on the fan. Or at least even from a fluorescent, like you said, or if it's the rabbanon. Or LCD. It's all shadow whether it's the rabbanon. But most say it's the rabbanon, most posh. You know the LCD lights?
Yeah.
Okay, so most say it's the rabbanon. It's not so posh. But lomaisa, let's say fluorescent is the rabbanon, or electricity, which is a fan. So if you hold like a Shlomo Zalman, it's the rabbanon. Even in Issa Drabana, if he's a bar of anaksas, the parents must stop them. But what about another person, an adult who's not a parent? Are you mechuyev to stop them? Not at all. Even from Issur D'Oraisa. Mr. Brewer writes and Sifkat and Zion. Okay? So that means if you, let's say you're visiting someone's house, and they have a little child who's a bar of anaksas, and they're about to turn a fan on, you're not mechuyev to stop them. The parents are mechuyev to stop even in Issa Drabana. You got me, Ellie? Okay. What do you say?
Based on that distinction, could like a guest for Shabbos pick up the 2-year-old and put them next to the light switch?
No, never safinin. Right. Never. That's called safinin, and that's a problem. Never do that. That's safinin. Plus the fact that there might even be an Issa called Shvisa's cotton. You're responsible for your ketanim to make sure they're not machal Shabbos. That might be an issur d'oraisa. Shvisus keilim is machlis b'sham b'sul. Shvisus avdol is for sure an issur d'oraisa. Have a k'nayni. If you have an have a k'nayni. Shvisus katan l'chur is an issur d'oraisa too. The Ramban has. Okay. What's the third level? Who's a gil l'chinuch? Who's a bar havana? Bar havana. Gil l'chinuch. Based on what the Mishnah Berurah said, 8 and above. 8 and above is a bar havana. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Halacha l'maisa. I guess you always go, Mr. Brew, of course, knows more than us, l'maisa. Knows more than me, l'maisa. I guess it does make sense, you know. He says, you know, Gia l'chinuch, he says, Keben sheish sheva. Okay, around that age. I guess Loivina class might be a little bit, he says 6 or 7. L'chura, might be 5 or 6 for bar havana, 7 or 8 for bar havana. Okay. Bar havana ksas, l'maisa. But l'maisa, what comes out? The third level, what do? What's the din? The third level is the following, Yonah. A father and mother got to stop them. A father, for sure, it's a whole shadow of the mother's mechuyev and chinuch. But a father's mechuyev to stop them even from an issur d'rabbanan. What about other people? Only from an issur d'oraisa. Okay? So if you're a bar havana completely, the father's got to stop you from doing an issur d'oraisa and an issur d'rabbanan. But other people, only a mechuyev to stop the guy for an issur d'oraisa, not from an issur d'rabbanan. Okay? Now, l'maisa, there's an amazing Rambam with a Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Gneva. He says an amazing thing. He says, even according to the Man D'Omer, who says, Ein Bezin Mitzuvin Lafrisho, even according to the Man D'Omer, who says, Ein Bezin Mitzuvin Lafrisho, he says, that's regarding Beit Adam L'Makom. But Lagabe Beit Adam L'Chaveiro, he says an amazing thing, guys. I want you to get this. The Rambam is in Pirk Aleph Halacha Yud Hilchos Gneva. I'll read you the Lashon. Ra'ui lebezin l'hakos esaktanim kifi koch hakotna l'gneva kedei shel yiragilim bo chenei miziku shar nezikin. In other words, you got to make sure that people are observed Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. He says, even according to the Man D'Omer, who says, Ein Beitzim Mitzvah L'Afrisho, the Magid Mishnah says, that's a very Shabbin Adam L'Makom, eating ham. Then you're not Mechuyev Beitzim, it's not Mechuyev Mitzvah L'Afrisho. But a very Shabbin Adam L'Chaveiro, the guy's speaking Lashon Hara, or the boys are being mean to a kid, you're Mechuyev to tell the boy to stop it. And this is not just for the parent, he says, even for a regular adult. You see, let's say one of these boys are making fun of the other boys. And you're not the father, you're still mechuyev to stop. Just tell him to stop, because it's Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is different. Interesting din, no? Now on Thursday, remember we said there were the three famous Mar Makomis, Rashi, if you threw the football, remember we said that? If you threw the football through the window, did we mention the Rashi Baba Kama, that you have to pay when you become a Gadol? Did we mention that? Rashi Baba Kama, we didn't mention, let's mention, if I ask you, what are the three most famous Mar Makomis that are Katan Zaveir is a Mais Zaveir? I want you to get them down. Rashi and Baba Kama Tzadiches and Mebe says if a Katan is Sorif a star, he has to pay when he becomes a Gadol. A guy has a star. I have a star. Someone owes me $1,000. I have a little Katan that comes and burns a star. Now I'm out of the money. Can't prove it. Rashi says you got to pay when you're a Gadol. The Rashi says Zemidis Chasidis. But the Agos Ashri, I'm going to write it. Ragos Ashri writes, Rashi Baba Kama Tzadiches says it's Maker Adin. Amazing. Maker Adin. So you see, Rashi says a katan, shehizik, chayav, l'shalem, l'chsheyigadol. When you become l'chsheyigadol, when you become a gadol. Rashi and the Gos Ashri. Rashi says, minas lasidis, in Baba Kama, the Gos Ashri says, it's Maker Adin. I didn't mention the Rambam's case of the cotton bowl, the shifuch harufa. We did that case. Remember that?
Yeah.
So why is the cotton being bowl, the shifuch harufa? Why is he a chayav a korban when he becomes a gadol? The Rambam says he did that very when he's a cotton. Cotton bowl, shifuch harufa. Chayav lavi korban. Chayav lavi korban. Lich she gadol. Right? Lich she yigadol. Lich she yigadol. Why? The answer is the Mais Aveira. He's potter from Ocho because of Gadol. What's number three? You look up this Ramon, Simon Shimem Gimel. If a cotton turns a light on Shabbos by accident, he says, Tov Lasos Tshuva when he becomes a Gadol.
The Ramah says, Tov lasos tshuva. Tov lasos tshuva lichshi yagada. You got me? Because those three marakom will show clearly that the Averi does is a cotton is a mice, a register, spot for motion. But he has to what? Klap al chet when he becomes a cotton. Tov lasos tshuva. So this is the mahalach I wanted to bring out by Chinuch, okay? We covered the cotton regarding the age, the formal. We covered about what's the Maaseh B'Tarosh, and today we covered what is his responsibility that we have towards him, like Abbe Chinuch, Abbe Mitzis, Essay, Mitzis Lo Sasa. Okay? We got it, Chlor? Let's now move to the topic I gave you for today, Lamaise, and that's the topic of Hesbin. Okay? Let's turn to the Gemara here on Mem Zayin, Mem Vav Amid Beis. Okay? Let's see the Gemara here. I don't think we're going to have time to read it all inside, but I wanted you to give it to you. The Gemara here on Mem Zayin in the base has a Shiloh. And then tomorrow, should we go invite them? Got to get invited. I can invite them tomorrow. So Gemara says in Mem Bezishim. The Gemara says in Mem Vavim at base of the following. You guys see it? It's about, I'd say, 9 lines from the bottom. You see it on Mem Vavim at base? There's so many different beautiful sugyas throughout the whole Masech. If you're a Baki Masech Sanhedrin, you're a Tam Koch. Ibayaluhu, Hespeda Yakara de Chai Have or Yakara de Shikhvi Have. What is the notion of a Hesped? Now I have to tell you, I don't remember the third place, but I think only 3 places in the Shulchan Aruch does the Shulchan Aruch say Gedola. The Shulchan Aruch writes in the beginning of Simon Shin Mem Dal in Yordela, in Yordea, Mitzvah Gedola Haspid Ames Keroi. Where's the other time where it says Mitzvah Gedola? Hilchos Mila. And I forgot the third time. You have it on your computer? Can you check it on your computer? Or you don't have the bar line on your computer? Daniel, do you have it? You don't have it? There's 3 places in Shulchan Aruch where it says Mitzvah Gedola, where he begins a certain sugya. So I remembered it's Hespid and Mila. I forgot the third. Let's try to find it, Blinetta, for tomorrow. Okay? So he says, Mitzvah Gedola Haspid Alames Keroi. There's a Mitzvah Gedola to give a eulogy. That's true. That's a Mitzvah Gedola Leos B'Simcha. What's the makor for that? I'm not sure. We got to track that down also for tomorrow. Beautiful song, but what's the makor? I'm not sure. Could be with Nachman Bessel. Could be. Is there a makor in Midrash? It's a good song, though. Okay? But we got to find the third one. So you see that Beferish, that there is a Mitzvah Gedola to give a Hesped, God forbid, when someone has passed away. And it's a real responsibility. You know, they say the Rav Zatzal was, besides for being a Gaon, and a great, great Magid Shir and Mechadish, but they say his Espedim were like masterpieces. Mamish masterpieces. The Mamish were masterpieces. And Lamaisa, you should, there is a Hesped that he once gave, it was written up, for one of his Rebbeim, Reb Chaim Heller. Reb Chaim Heller lived on the West Side. He was a great Gaon. He wrote the Sefer Mitzvos, the Ram annotated. So he said an unbelievable Hesped about him, a masterpiece. If you ever get a chance, Rav Willi Shlita has a beautiful Hesped on the Rav Zatzal. I'm sure it's on the computer. I heard it, when the Rav passed away, they had all the Rebbeim give Spadim about the Rav. He had a beautiful, he spoke, he gave it in a Niggin too. I think the Rav used to give his spadim in a niggin, you know, a niggin of like, you know, despair and sadness. So he spoke about, William did a beautiful hesped about the Rav, that the Rav is much like a modern day Rambam. The Rambam had 3 works. The Arach HaZaka, right? He devoted most of his life to what? To Lumdus, right? The Rambam says, you got to do the meat and potatoes. You got to do Shas and Rambam and Ksais, you know, Reb Chaim's. On the side, he did philosophy, right? On the side, he did philosophy. It's only a side thing. But when he changed the shir from Hebrew to English, remember I said he used to speak everything in English? He would translate Kohen as being priest and Mila circumcision. So he wrote his Perush Mishnayos, the Ram, the second work, in what? Arabic. You know, he wrote it in Arabic so that people should know about it. He was so talented that he wanted people to know the Torah. So he wrote it in Arabic. Then what's the third major piece of philosophical work of what? Bora Nevuchim. Right? But that was like a side thing, Mice. Baker was the buster of the meat and potatoes, was the Yarech HaZokim. Okay, so Lamaisa, Hesped is a critical thing. You have to sit down, you have to try to, Rav Ron Zweig once said, that you have to zero in on the person's,
you know, persona. You know, it's not a good thing. The Gemara says if you're a maspid, so much loka roi. If you're not maspid a person properly, it's a wrong thing. It takes a lot of time to prepare, try to think about what was unique and special, and you're not supposed to exaggerate either. I mean, you're not supposed to bring out his negative. You know, it's not a good thing. Negative qualities, but you shouldn't exaggerate either. You try to make it, you know, and you know, build it up. So the Shulchan Aruch says. He says, mitzvah gedolah. We'll have to track down. I don't know how we'll track it down. I'm sure that in the computer we can, right? There's three places where it says mitzvah gedolah. Okay? So the Gemara has a shiloh. What's the nature of a hespin? Okay? What's the nature of a hespin? Is a hespin for who? Honor of the people that are living? Or yakar the shichri havi? Or is it honor for the people that have passed away? That's the shiloh in the Gemara. So the Gemara, I wanted you to see from Mem Vav and Beis to Mem Zayin, I'm off in the middle. So the Gemara lists off two nafkaminas. What are the nafkaminas? L'may nafkamina d'amr lo taspu'udu lahu gavra. Let's say a person, before they pass away, say they don't want to have a hespin. Okay? If I'm not mistaken, I think from Shlomo Zalman, before he passed away, was mitzava et tzivui, that he didn't want any hespedim. So do you have to listen or not? So if you hold what? That the whole point of the hespit is what? Honor of the deceased. Of course you got to listen to his wishes. Plus the fact there's Allah HaMitzvah L'Kayim D'Remes. But if you hold the Zikar D'Chaim, we disregard his wishes. The whole point of the hespit is for the covet of the people that are sitting Shiva. And therefore, we disregard his wishes, we still give the hespit. Clear? That's in one nafkamin. Number two, Inami Lafukim Yorshim. The second nafkamina is lafukim yorshim. What's lafukim yorshim mean? Lafukim yorshim means, let's say, do we force the relatives to pay the cash for the rav who's going to be maspid? If you hold yikara de shichvi, then what? Then we force, now what does that mean? We take the money out that they're yorish from the deceased. They don't have to pay money out of their own pocket. I want to stress that. They don't have to pay money out of their own pocket, but the money that they're yoresh from the deceased, that they have to shell out and give. Because it's yikara de what? It's yikara de shichvi. If you hold it's yikara de chayim, and if they don't want to pay the guy, they don't have to pay the guy. So Gemara gives two very clear nafkaminas. When you turn to Mem Zayin Amraf, the Gemara has like 3-4 rayas. And the maskanas of Gemara is, shmamini yikara de shichvi hu de shmamini. We paskin ladina that a hespin is covered what? Covered mace. That's what it's quoted, lamaisa, in the Shulchan Aruch. Halacha lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simin Shin Mem Dalid, Sif Tes and Sif Yud, and the Taz and the Shachar Masber, hespid covered mesu. The Rambam says the same thing in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph. So we paskin halacha lamaisa. That it's considered to be what? Considered to be covered ames. That's the din. The Gemara goes back and forth, the different riots. We're going to look at one particular riot. We don't have time to do all of them. We're going to look at one particular one inside. But I want to just point out that the makor of the mitzvah is, what's the makor of the mitzvah? Is the shiltas the Rav Achai Gon and the Bahag quotes. What does it say by Avram Avinu? V'tama sara b'kiryas arba. He chavron beretz kanan vayavo avram lispod lesar of lifkosa. So the makor of the shiltas Rav Achai Gon and the Bahag is from Avram Avinu, that is maspid his wife Sarah. But I have to tell you, there's an amazing marker from the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. We know one of the most wickedest women in all of Tanakh was who? Jezebel, Izevel, wicked woman, terrible, terrible woman. You know the stories from Navi. Izevel was a horrible woman. But there's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Pirkei Zion that says that, believe it or not, whenever Lamaisa, a mace would pass through the shuk, her house was right next to the shuk. Anytime a mace would pass through the shuk, she would go out of her house and hit with her palms, and she would sing, you know, an elegy. She would do an elegy, and she would walk 10 steps out of cover. To Malava the mace. From this woman, he's Evel. So she had such covered a mace. So this is also one of the Makairis Lamais that we find to what, even though it doesn't say the Farish Hespid, but an elegy is very similar to a Hespid. And therefore, we find the second Makor, at least from Pirkei Rav Elazar and Pirkei Yud Zayin. Now, the Rambam in Pirkei Yud, in the beginning of Pirkei Yud Dalet Al Ha'alef, we mentioned this Rambam before, that he claims that Hesped is one of the mitzvahs the Rabbanan that fall under the rubric of what? V'hafta l'recha kamocha. It's the Rambam in Pirkei Yud Dalet Al Ha'alef writes that a Hesped is one of the mitzvahs gimlus chasanim shebegufo, and even though it's under the rubric of v'hafta l'recha kamocha, it's a mitzvah midrabbanan. It's a mitzvah midrabbanan. It's labeled as a mitzvah midrabbanan. The Megillas Esther asked, why is it not a mitzvah d'oraisa if it's under v'hafta l'recha kamocha? So the Marganisa Tava answers that Lamaisa, the Marganisa Tava answers that it is under the rubric of v'hafta l'recha kamocha, all of them together. But as an individual separate mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah midrabbanan. As an individual separate mitzvah, mitzvah midrabbanan. We once point out from our friend, Shlita, the great Gaon, that he writes in the Sefer that in essence all these mitzvah d'rabbanan are to have a positive feeling. You know, v'haftarech kamocha, you want, they're not concretized onto a specific action. You want to have a positive feeling, and the positive feeling is that the person what? The person would like those things to be done to him or done to her. That's what v'haftarech kamocha is. And the d'rabbanan is that you have to do these specific actions. But the truth is to have that feeling. Okay, so Hesped is one of those mitzvahs listed in that Rambam in Pirkei Yud Dalet Halacha Aleph. Now, the truth is, I want to just get to the following, and that is there any discussion that you can discard the wishes of the Gadol, or the person that passed away and said that they didn't want to have the Hesped? Because we said that was one of the nafkaminas in the Gemara, and we possibly card the Shichri. So it should follow that whatever the mace says, you do. So this is very interesting. Did you get a chance? I think I gave it to you. Did you get a chance to see the Tosis there on the bottom and then Vav and Bey's the last Tosis? The last Tosis on the Amud discusses the following situation. And that is that Klal Yisrael, the Gemara says, Nivamis, was punished because they did not eulogize Shaul HaMelech properly. That's the Tosis here on the bottom. Okay? And if Hesped is covered Chaim, but maybe Klai Yisrael is Moch on their coven. And that's why they didn't give a Hesped. So Tosis has two Terutzim over there. Okay? One Terutz is they didn't want to give a Hesped to Shaul HaMelech because they thought it would hurt David HaMelech's feelings. Because David HaMelech had become the new king. Okay? The other Terutz that Tosis says is that, you know what? It's a terrible bezayon for a melech, halach lemaisa, and they have no reshus al pidin. They have no reshus al pidin. Shiny melech diki bezayon tfei legabe melech shelo hispid kalochet. Meaning the chayim have no reshus to be mochel legabe a melech because the bezayon is so gadol, so great that they were not what they were not. People that what that were maspid shol amel. It was a terrible, terrible thing. Because Tosis is bothered by the kasha. You want to tell me that Hesped is covered chayim? So lemaisa, why is shol amel? Klai Yisrael was punished. They weren't nispid kehuchasa. If it's covered chayim, they were mochel on the covet. Shalo yispidu. They didn't want it done. So why were they punished? How can you have a possibility in the Gemara that Hesped is covered chayim? Okay, we paskin in the end it's covered amaze. But the Gemara had a possibility, Elliot. It was Kavod Chaim. So if it was Kavod Chaim, why was Klai Yisrael punished? So the answer is because they were afraid to eulogize him because they wanted to show Laharos, Yireyim Ayilu Softo, Laharos Shimitzaren Alab Nei David. Okay, but that wasn't legitimate. And the second Teretz is that what? Even if it was Yikar Dachai, it was wrong. How could you not maspin a melech? It's not proper. It's not proper. Even though they were, it was for them. But for them, Lamaisa, they should have known that it's not proper not to be Masvin Amel. It's a terrible thing. And therefore, it could be, Al Pizeh, one maybe could say the following. And that is, that just like Klal Yisrael was punished for not being Masvin, what, Shaul HaMelech? Maybe you could say the same thing for a Talmud Chacham. We don't care if the Talmud Chacham said he doesn't want a Hesped. It's not right to have a Talmud Chacham Nifter, you don't say anything. Who says this? This psak was made by the Beis Yaakov in Siman Pei Gimel that regarding the Gadol Ador or Talmud Chacham, even if the mitzvah not to be maspin, he says maybe halacha lemaisa, you don't have to listen to him. Just like you find by a melech, he says a tamachokim, you should say his kodem melech. By a melech, you said it was wrong to allow him not to be eulogized, and also a tamachokim, you should also do the same. It's interesting that the Tshuva Me'ava quotes his Rebbe, the note of Yehuda, that was Masper the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua, you know, we mentioned in Shira, the great Gaon, he was mitzvah in his will not to have a hesped when he died, and the note of Yehuda discarded his wishes and gave a hesped. He gave a hesped. And that's based on this lumdus, okay? Maybe it's based on this lumdus, you could say. And the truth is, I want you to get this, there is a Gemara later on in our Masechta on Daf Samechesim and Aleph that says that Rabbi Kiva hid his own flesh. He kept beating his own flesh, Rabbi Kiva. When Rabbi Lazar Ahurkanis, the Rabbi Lazar Agadol died, he hid his own flesh that the blood started spurting from his skin on Samechesim and Aleph. So Tosis says, he said, Avi, Avi, Rechev Yisrael Parashav, the Gemara says, my father, horseman, leading of Klal Yisrael, Harbe Mos, you actually have a lot of money. I don't have a money changer to count the money. Without you, what are we going to do? So Taisa says, how could he do such a thing? You're not allowed to do that when someone dies. That's what pagans do. What's the answer? There's no answer of Seret Lenefesh. He was doing it for the Torah. He was doing it for the lack of Torah that we didn't have anymore on Samechesim and Aleph. You have it there? Yonah, on Samechesim and Aleph. Yeah, he says Beferish. The last Tosis on Samechesim and Aleph. Guys, take a look. Hayamakim Ibsorah, Mishum Seret Lenefesh Leika. There's no isser of doing that, of what the pagans do. Mishum the Torah of it. He did it out to the Torah. Kidamar Harbe Torah Yesh Levein Lishulchon Yeratzosim. I have all the money. You gave me all the Torah, Rabbi Kiva says, but I have no guide now that you've died. So he said the note of beauty, the same thing. Lamaisa. You can be masked the Tamil Chacham, halacha lamaisa. Plus the fact, he says, there's a mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis. But the note of beauty is Reb Talmud, the Tshuva Me'ava Dingzax. And he argues. And he says, halacha lamaisa, he says, it doesn't think it's proper, and we should listen to him. And I think that's the minig olam. I think we listen like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that hesped is covered ameis, like we maskanas a gemara. And the nafkamina was, we listen to him, even if it's by a gadol. A gadol, I don't think they were masper from Zalman, even though, because that was his will. Even though there are makaris to say, based on the lumdus of the Tosis. But the truth is, Tosis, I was thinking, was within the sheet that I had, the hesped was what? Kavod chayim, you follow me? That was within that sheet that the hesped was kavod chayim. But nonetheless, okay, it's brought up. Bless you, then. Yeah, go ahead, Ellie, what do you say?
What about regarding giving a hesped on a gadol? If it fell on like Rosh Chodesh or
so the minig is we speak a little bit. They call it like Divrei Shvach. Divrei Shvach. There was a young woman that was passed away, Rachman al-San Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin in Pesach. So she was a big tzedekah, so it's hard not to give any hesped. So they limit it only to the children, right? And close only to the family, and they only said Divrei Shvach. You know, they limited the amount of time. Same thing by Cholamoid, same thing. It's hard not to give a hesped also. You do something short. You know what I mean? That's usually the minute. On a day we don't say tachanim. Let's say you do something that's little bit. But okay.
Does it change for like a goan or like someone who's...
Yeah, you still try to minimize it. And I think the minute is that if he's mitzvah not to do it, we follow him. Even though I want to give you the history, there are poskim that did not, traced on this Tulsa, the Beis Yaakov, and how the note of beauty was mastered the Pnei Yeshua. And then Lom is based on that Tais later on in Samachesim and Alf. That is Makal B'soro, Rabbi Kiva. It's Makal B'soro, Rabbi Lozer HaGadol died.
Was there a Hasidim for Shlomazam?
I don't think there was, Yon. I don't think so. I don't, maybe later in Shlosha, but at the Levi, I don't think there was. I don't think so. Pretty sure. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure. Okay? All right. I think also, was there by Rabbi Yoshev? So that's all. I also don't know. I think also maybe he was a bit Savin. Not that I'm not sure. Or more, I remember Shlomo Zalman more. I don't remember. Maybe also Rabbi Yoshua was the same. I'm not sure.
Was there a yesterday?
I don't remember. There is another Shaila Yaakov about the Shloshim came within a few weeks of Pesach. And that's a serious, you're not allowed to do that too. That says in the Gemara Moed and Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to give a hesped within a few weeks before a moed. And it happened to be his shloshim did fall. Well, his shloshim fell out before Shavuos, didn't it? Yeah, it was before Shavuos. So that's a that's against the din also. So if you're going to speak, you also have to say, you have to glean Musser, not just you speak about it. You have to try to shape it in a different way. It says in Shulchan Aruch, not allowed to be masmin, I think, shloshim yom kodem amoed. So I think his shloshim, you're right, came about before Shavuos. So when Aron Swag Shlita spoke, he mentioned that din, and he tried to shape it more to, from, you know, more Musser for us. Okay? All right. One last Nakuda, and then I want to get to the Gemara inside here on Mem Zayin. And that is that there is a Yad Ramah that learns the Gemara completely the opposite. Okay? There is a Gemara on, the Yad Ramah learns that Nafkamina completely the opposite. What do we say Lafuka Miorshim meant? That if you all covered what? Covered Ameis, then what? You take it out of their Yerusha. If you all covered Chaim, if they don't want to pay for it, you don't have to pay for it. He says completely the opposite. The Yad Ramah has a new parish. He has two pshatim. The second parish says that if you hold your Yikara Dechaye, then you're kof for the Yorshim to pay from their own money for the Hespin. And if you hold what? That means if they had no money from the Yerusha. But if you hold Hespin as Yikara Deshichvi, then you only want, you're not motzi their own money, you only motzi their father's money. You follow what I'm saying? The Yad Ramah has a flip, but I want you to get that. It's a new pshat in the Yad Ramah. You follow what I'm saying? Nurse, if you hold covered what? If you hold covered chai, then they even have to pull money out of their own pocket. If you hold covered a mace, only mom or their father, they don't have to ever pull money out of their pocket. Okay. So here's that kind of flipped. Okay, let's look at the lat, and let's close with the following. Let's look at that Gemara inside, the Tashma. Because Rabbi Ganak has a beautiful shtick on this. We'll close with this, okay? What does it say on Mem Zayin and Ralph? You see that top Tashma? Tashma nivze be'enav. It's a pasuk tilum nimas. Tet vav pasuk dalim. Zechizkiyahu amelach Yehuda shegir atzus aviv al mitishol chavolim. So the Gemara says that Chizkiyahu amelach was megar atzus aviv his father was a Russia gomer. Chizkiyahu amelach, a lot of things are in Masechta. Chizkiyahu amelach, I think it's Tzadi Vav. He was ready to be the Mashiach, you know. Why was he the Mashiach? Because he didn't sing Shir Lashem. Okay? He didn't sing Shir LaKodesh Baruch Hu. Okay? So it's interesting, Lamaisa. He didn't sing Shir LaKodesh Baruch Hu. It's mirrors, but he was an unbelievable tzaddik. So what's going on here? He's dragging his father's bones in the street? Yeah, his father's a Russian gomer. The problem is, guys, a melech can never be mochal his kavod. You think it was bekavodik to see the gadol hador dragging something in the streets? Rashi's bothered by that kasha. Okay? Rashi's bothered by that kasha. And what does Rashi say? Rashi says that, no, it was for a Kiddush Hashem, it's permissible. Rashi right there, on Mita Shel Chavol. So Rav Ganak has like this in his Sefer, I want you to get this, okay? He says like this, amazing. There's a Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Tes, okay? On Daf Yud Chesem and Alf, the Mishnah's Masber on Yud Chesem and Beis. Can a Melech that dies, do you do Chalitza or Yibum to his wife or not? Yes or no? Yud Chesem Af. Chum say no. Reb Yudah says if you want, you can. The Gemara on Yud Tesamud Bey says, why does Reb Yudah say it's okay? A melech can never be melech on his kavod. It's not right that someone else is living with his wife, even after he's dead. What's the answer? On the top of Yud Tesamud Bey, Yonah? Mitzvah shiny. You see that? Mitzvah shiny. Mitzvah's different. What about the Tanakhama? Tanakhama says Mitzvah shiny wasn't enough to allow it. Yes? We do not allow Mitzvah Shani to allow a Melech's wife to do Yibum Chalitza according to the Tanakham. So Rabbi Ganak says, what's the difference in the two sugyas? Here, Chizkiyahu drags through the streets, and the Chachamim don't allow a Melech's wife to have Yibum Chalitza. Why did you say also it's a Mitzvah? You understand the Kasha? So he says like this. Yibum Chalitza. Let's say Chalitza, the spitting. The mitzvah and the spitting are not linked together. The Torah prescribes an action to do. And the Torah says, there's a mitzvah, but if it's not bekavodik to the melech, you don't do it, says the Chachamim. But the more he got dirty in the streets when he drags his father's bones, the more of a mitzvah it is. You understand what I'm saying? The actual mitzvah of a Kohen Gadol when he cleans out the ashes every day is to get dirty. Trumas Hadeshen. The dirtier he got, the more of a mitzvah it was. That's what Rashi means here when it means a Kiddush Hashem. The dirtier it was, the more of a mitzvah it was. That's not the way you describe Yom Chalitza. Yom Chalitza is a prescribed action. You understand what I'm saying? Doesn't mean if you spit more, it's more of a mitzvah. You follow me? Or if you have an elaborate marriage for the Yibum. Doesn't make a difference. The covet of a melech cannot be impinged upon, even though it's a mitzvah of Yom Chalitza. But if the nature of the mitzvah is to take your father who was a Rasha and drag him through the streets, and the more dirty you do that, the more of a mitzvah it is, that's a Kiddush Hashem, that's okay. Because we don't assume every element of the mitzvah is what? Is dragged with what? A Kiddush Hashem. When it comes to dragging him through the streets, it has the Kiddush Hashem element every second of the way. Whereas Yom Chalitza is an action, right? It's a mitzvah, but the question is, does that beat out Kavod HaMelech? That's a prescribed mitzvah. Kavod HaMelech beats it out, according to the Tanna Kamma. You can't be mocha on your kavod. But when you deal with something that in itself is a Kiddush Hashem, it's not inextricably linked, L'maisa. Every second of the dirt you do is linked to the mitzvah. That is what they're to do. Whereas the Yibn Chalitz is divorced from the fact of the covenant of the Melech. You follow what I'm saying? So therefore, that's how we're going to actually want to distinguish between the two. And that's why Chizkiyahu HaMelech was able to do it. You know, a father that's a Rosh Hashanah, he's touring the Rambam, whether you have a mitzvah mechabedim. But clearly, he's dead already. So if he's dead already, there's no... What's the swar of a father that's a Rosh Hashanah after mechabedim? So Machloek is Ram in the tour. What's the swara? He might do tshuva, but if he's dead as a Russia, there's no swara anymore. He's dead. So the more he dirtied himself, the more of a Kiddush Hashem it was. Mitzvah, that's not prescribed anywhere. It happened to be in this case. But Yom Chalitza is prescribed already. I'm sorry, that doesn't beat out a melech. Covered a melech beats that out. That's it, done. Tanna Kamma says you can't win. Reb Yudah says a mitzvah wins. Tanna Kamma says no, this is different. And we paskin in this sugya that Hesped is covered of what? Covered a mace. And therefore, Pashup Shad, if he says he doesn't want one, we would listen to his wishes. And number two, if the Yorshim refused to pay from the Yerusha, we force the money out of them. Al pi din. Halacha l'maisa. And therefore, it's a mitzvah gedolah. You should never have to give a Hesped. But if you ever have to, let's say a grand, whatever, whoever it might be, you take time, you zero, you quote Makoros, precisely zero in, and try to what, you know, try to touch up the person's neshama and how it's able to what convey that the other people should follow their footsteps be good as well. Okay. Everyone have a good day. Let's daven mincha if we can. Everyone daven mincha? Daven mincha now? Yeah, great. Let's daven mincha now. And we'll start tomorrow, guys, okay? Yep.